VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An accused Russian spy held by the United States on charges of infiltrating Republican Party circles has reached a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty. Maria Butina was arrested in July. She's been detained since then. She'll appear in a Washington court as soon as Tuesday, although the criminal offenses to which she is expected to plead guilty were not disclosed. She is accused of providing information to Russia. The U.S. Justice Department alleged she was a covert Russian agent. Her attorney said in court filings that the case against her has now been resolved. A Canadian court is considering whether to grant bail to the chief financial officer for the Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies while she awaits possible extradition to the United States to face fraud charges. The court in Vancouver heard a second day of testimony Monday in the bail hearing for the woman. Breaking days of silence over violent nationwide protests, France's President Emmanuel Macron promised a raft of immediate and long-term measures in a nationally televised speech. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Macron appeared pale and subdued as he spoke on primetime TV Monday night. He vowed to restore calm, pledging zero tolerance to the rioting that has erupted in Paris and elsewhere. But he also said he understood years of pent-up frustrations that have been unleashed with the so-called Yellow Vest demonstrations. Macron announced a so-called state of economic and social emergency. He promised immediate measures, starting with raising minimum wage by 100 euros a month next year and rescinding a hike in pension taxes.
This is VOA News. A Chinese court has ordered a ban in the country on several iPhone models because of a patent dispute between the iPhone maker Apple and U.S. chipmaker Qualcomm. The Fuzhou Intermediate People's Court granted Qualcomm's request for preliminary injunctions against four subsidiaries of Apple, ordering them to immediately stop selling the iPhone 6S through iPhone 10 that use older versions of Apple's iOS operating system. In a statement Monday, Apple said its iPhones using newer operating systems remain on sale in China. The United States is placing sanctions on three senior North Korean officials for what it says is the regime's ongoing and serious human rights abuses and censorship. Their U.S. assets are frozen. American citizens are barred from doing business with them. The European Court of Justice on Monday ruled that Britain retains the right to reverse its decision to leave the European Union. The announcement came on the same day that British Prime Minister Theresa May said she was delaying a House of Commons vote that had been set for Tuesday on whether to approve or reject the Brexit deal. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the delay was an act of desperation that makes no difference when the deal comes to a vote. May spoke to a packed and rowdy House of Commons.
I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it. To what has been said in this chamber and out of it by members from all sides. From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, on one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that migration, quote, should be well managed and safe, not irregular and dangerous. He praised a group of more than 150 nations for adopting a global agreement meant to improve the way the world handles the flow of migrants. He spoke at the opening of a two-day conference in Morocco. Crews in several southern U.S. states were working Monday, to clear roads and restore electricity after a strong storm dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Tennessee. Some areas in those states got between 30 and 60 centimeters of snow on Sunday. The normally busy airport in Charlotte, North Carolina, had more than 1,100 flights canceled on Sunday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.